News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, talks are set to continue between unions and the Department of Education this week. We're joined by Michael Gillespie, General Secretary of the TUI Union. Michael, what assurances do teachers need in order to get children with special needs, at the very least, back in school?
Well, I suppose to get all children back would be ideal. And I suppose
let's not run before we can walk. What about the students who are most in need, who are back in pretty much every other school in Europe, including in Northern Ireland? How about getting them back first? What do we need for that to happen?
Well, firstly, I represent second level schools, and our students with additional needs are slightly different than the needs in primary schools. So, for example, we would need the low community spread, the numbers to be down, the track and trace being up, because the first thing we need to do is make sure we keep COVID out of the schools for these students. We would also have logistical problems in that we have an integrated approach for students with additional needs. People who are in special classes, they won't spend the whole day in a special class. They're also doing other subjects. So we need to know how we do that when the whole school isn't open for them. So, for example, would we set up workstations? Who's going to bring them to the workstations? Because they need to participate in the other class they do. A lot of students with additional needs in second level would be sitting exams as well. They might sit a full set of exams, but they are sitting exams. So they need to have access to their other schools. So dual provision is quite difficult at second level.
Tricky.
When they're back.
Okay, what about then the wider picture? The government sources suggesting that it'll be St. Patrick's Day before schools are fully reopened. Is that... I mean, do you kind of agree with that? Is that where we're heading at the moment?
Well, I suppose what the Taoiseach said on Saturday about the whole idea that the community spread is crucial. The numbers have to be dropping to lower levels to keep it out of schools. We know what we learned between September and Christmas was that if schools did not amplify the spread of the coronavirus, but what they did was they did follow the spread in the community. So if you've got low numbers, then schools are safer to open. If you also have track and trace so that we can, so people can stay away for 14 days and stop the spread, they're two crucial parts of keeping the coronavirus out of our schools. The earlier we can move to that, the earlier we can open schools fully.
Okay, numbers down yesterday, 1,378. It's only one day, I accept, but the trend does seem to be down. If we're getting down to figures below 1,000 cases, which is kind of where we were at before Christmas, before the number started to rise, would you be confident schools can reopen?
Yeah, I mean, if the public health say that schools can reopen when we get to those low levels of community spread, and as the previous speaker, Paul Reid, said there, the track and trace is not overwhelmed, it's working perfectly, then schools would be moving towards that. Now, of course, as you spoke earlier there, the new variant is a game changer, and this third wave is not the same as previous waves. So we need to hear what public health are saying about that. Is there anything we need to change in our approach in schools because of this, the new variant that's in the system?
The Leaving Cert is looming large, 4 months to go to Leaving Cert. If kids are not back until Patrick's weekend at the earliest, six-year students will have missed about 40% of their two-year cycle, their Leaving Cert cycle. Can we go ahead with a Leaving Cert at this stage?
Yeah, I believe we can. At the end of the day, I mean, online work teaching is and learning is going ahead, and it's working way better than in last year.
It is. And Michael, sorry to cut across you. You're absolutely right, and the teachers are performing miracles in this situation. Mm. I have a young fella in sixth year. There are still large elements of the curriculum that he has not covered. That is nobody's fault. That's not the teacher's fault. They just have not been in school long enough to cover it.
But you've hit the nail on the head there, Shane. I mean, we have a curriculum to finish, not just for an exam, but also so people can move on into third level or doing an apprenticeship or wherever they're moving. Mm. So we are primarily teaching. Do we need 4 months of a continuous assessment Leaving Cert, which will change the emphasis of the relationships in schools and add to the stress and strains of these students who now suddenly are faced into 4 months? We believe that the Leaving Cert is more than the sit-down exam in June. It's the second component of assessment, the practicals, the orals, the project work. All of those are really important.
Yeah, no,
and we need
fair
to be
point.
Able to do them
fair
as well.
Point, but
so it's a mix. It's more than a sit-down exam, and that's what people forget, because we need to measure all the knowledge and skills of our students so they get a fair result.
Okay, but at what point, if the kids are not back in school, do we keep saying, ideally we want to have a Leaving Cert, but at what point if the kids aren't back in school do we say, actually, it's just not practical to have a Leaving Cert?
Well, you're asking me for a point of no return. That's very, very difficult to decide.
It is.
I mean, certainly at the moment, there's a good possibility of a Leaving Cert. It can run. As we move closer and closer, obviously, we'll have to take into account different situations. But I would still say that a modified and evolved Leaving Cert can take place over the last term. Remember, the very high risk and the high risk students are going to be vaccinated. They'll be back, and they were a huge worry last year during the Leaving Cert. So things are going to improve, and 4 months is a long time. A lot can be achieved in 4 months. Remember, we turned around the calculated grades last year in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Just very finally, Colm O'Rourke yesterday in the Sunday Independent calling for teachers and pupils to be vaccinated. Others saying there's others that need to be done before that. Is that something you'd call for?
Well, look, obviously teachers don't want to move ahead of anybody who's very vulnerable, including our very high risk and our own high risk students and teachers and members of the school community. So obviously, until you get to level, to the sixth stage of those, we need that all to be done. And that depends on the availability of the vaccine.
Okay.
So teachers maybe should be moved up a little bit higher if they're going, for especially people maybe who are going to be doing the Leaving Cert, but not until obviously everybody who's at a higher health risk is done.
All right, Michael Gillespie, General Secretary of the TUI. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.